Thank you for joining us for today's Spotlight program. I'm Joshua Leo.
And I'm Liz Waid. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live. What do you want to be when you grow up?
What will you do when you are older?
Wait until you are an adult. Then you will understand.
These are the kinds of words that many young people hear from adults every day. Young people may feel as if they are not important until they become adults. But this is not true. Today's Spotlight is on young people who are doing amazing things.
Since 2004, a group called Youth in Motion has given awards to young people. This group recognizes young Canadians who have shown leadership, innovation, and achievement. These are young people that are doing amazing things.
Every year, Youth in Motion chooses 20 young people who are under the age of 20 years old. They call these young people the top 20 under 20. In 2007, 9 young men and 11 young women won the top 20 under 20 award. The winners of the awards range in age. The youngest is 12 years old. The oldest is 19.
These young people have done many different things. Some have started their own businesses. Some have helped people in their community. And others have started aid groups. Let's look at a few of these 20 amazing young people.
April Duthiel lives on the Queen Charlotte Islands in Canada. The Queen Charlotte Islands are just off the coast of British Columbia, on the far western side of Canada. Only 6,000 people live there. April noticed a problem in her community. There were not enough emergency health care workers. If a person needed to go to the hospital, it took a long time. There were also not enough hospitals in the area.
April asked her community government for some money. She wanted to teach people simple emergency health care. This way, people would be able to help each other in emergencies. She formed two classes to teach CPR. CPR is a method of helping a person who is not breathing. The program taught 24 people how to give CPR. April hopes to continue improving healthcare. Today, she is in school to become a doctor.
Another award winner also cares strongly about health care. Cody Clark is 12 years old. When Cody was younger, doctors told his parents they had cancer. On a visit to the emergency area of the hospital, Cody had an idea. He knew that visiting the hospital could be a frightening experience for children. He decided to do something about it.
Cody started collecting things for children who were staying in the hospital. He put these things together and called them Cody's comfort kits. These kits are for children from the age of 1 to 16. The kits contain things such as blankets, toys, games, films, and books.
Cody has given his comfort kits to over 100 children. He has also created kits for old people who are in the hospital. And he continues to help people. He believes he can make a difference in the world, one person at a time.
Samantha Milner is changing the world with her own business. She started this business when she was just 11 years old. Samantha sells gifts and jewelry. Over 500 stores carry her products. Samantha also sells things on the internet. Samantha's business has made over $1 million.
But Samantha does not keep all this money she makes. Over the past 5 years, she has given over $40,000 to aid groups. This money helps homeless people, children, and animals. Samantha is also selling a special bracelet. This is worn on the wrist. She will give half of the money she makes from this bracelet to fight AIDS in Africa.
Gavin Bennett is also helping people in need. He wanted to help young people in his community of Brampton, Ontario. He saw that many children in his community did not have computers to use. Gavin started a group that gave children access to computers. The group teaches children how to use these computers.
But children there learned more than just computers. Gavin wanted to make the lives of these children better. In his program, children learn many skills. The children develop problem-solving skills. They learn how to behave better and have fun while learning. Gavin wants to give these children a better future. He wants them to grow and learn, even though they do not have a lot of money.
Gavin's work has given him more possibilities to help young people in his community. He serves on the mayor's youth council in his local government. He helps the government serve young people in Brampton.
Samantha Whiteside had a different way of helping young people. Samantha suffers from juvenile arthritis. This is a painful condition that affects the material between her bones. Samantha wanted to help young people with the same problem.
Samantha is very good at swimming. She decided to use her skill to help others. In the summer of 2006, Samantha swam 52 kilometers across Lake Ontario. She was the second youngest person ever to do this.
You may be asking yourself, how does swimming help people? Well, Samantha had people sponsor every kilometer she swam. People gave a particular amount of money with each kilometer Samantha swam. In the end, she collected over $25,000 to fight juvenile arthritis.
Many people may think that young people are not able to do great things. But April, Cody, Samantha, Gavin, Samantha, and the other winners prove that is wrong.
There is a similar idea in the Christian Bible. In the book of Timothy, a follower of Jesus named Paul writes this to his friend.
Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young. Set an example for the believers in what you say and in how you live. Also, set an example in how you love and in what you believe.
God knows that young people are able to do great things. He wants the good work of young people to encourage other people to do good things.
Remember the stories of these young people. They show that a person can do great things no matter what age they are. Do not let anyone look down on you because of your age. Instead, be an example that young people and adults can follow.
The writer and producer of this program was Joshua Leo. The voices you heard were from the United States. Computer users can hear our programs, read our scripts, and see our word list on our website at www.radio.english.net. This program is called Top 20 Under 20.
If you have a comment or question, you can email us. Our email address is radio@english.net. We hope you can join us again for the next Spotlight program. Goodbye.